When I did my big year in 2013, the first bird I saw on New Year's Day was a hoary redpoll, an auspicious sign. The hoary redpoll is lovely, slightly larger than the common redpoll with a slightly shorter bill. Both species have a sparkling ruby forehead. Other than that, common redpolls vary widely, some males with very red breasts, some females very drab. Both species breed above the tree line in the Arctic, but as if to affirm that the hoary redpoll ranges even further north than the common redpoll, its paler plumage has a cool frostiness. Both species survive shockingly cold temperatures. One laboratory scientist found that common redpolls survive down to minus 65 degrees Fahrenheit and hoary redpolls all the way down to minus 88, both clinging to life long after other songbirds, including ravens, had succumbed, a measure of both warm-bloodedness and cold-bloodedness. Some hoary redpolls remain above the Arctic Circle throughout winter, but how they survive not just the frigid temperatures, but also the endless nights when they must find food in the dark is not at all understood. Both redpolls visit feeders both earlier in the morning and later at dusk than other songbirds, having more rods in their retinas, allowing them to see at lower light levels. On February 5, 1978, I saw my lifer hoary redpoll on a Wisconsin Society for Ornithology field trip to Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Ace Wisconsin birder Daryl Tesson spotted it at a distance, way further than I'd have been able to figure it out on my own. Fortunately, it came close enough for me to appreciate how it was not just paler than the redpolls around it, but had no streaks on its rump or undertail coverts. That first hoary redpoll experience is what got me into the habit of scrutinizing every redpoll in a flock trying to pick out an outlier, a habit that is, for me, much more rewarding than scrutinizing, say, every winter gull trying to pick out a rarity. I'm sure many of my year lists would have benefited had I focused more on gulls, but I get way more pleasure studying individual redpolls who are all adorable and wonderfully varied. I hadn't seen any redpolls in my yard this year until our blizzard last week. Now I'm seeing hundreds every day. Some people are shocked that I get so many, but it's a simple matter of providing a lot of food in multiple places. I have two tray feeders and my office window feeder. Birds knock a lot of seeds out of them, so redpolls gather beneath as well as on the feeders, and also wherever I scatter Niger seed on the snow. Based on what's left each day, they're gobbling up everything I put out. I had so few birds through most of the winter that I did not feed much sunflower this year until now, so I had hardly any old seeds and shells to deal with. What is out there now is fresh, and soon warming temperatures, rain, and newly emerging grass will push leftovers into the soil. Niger seed is expensive. Russ paid $2 a pound for a 16-pound bag at our hardware store last week, and I've been going through more than a pound a day, so this would be like throwing money on the snow, except that redpolls would never, ever come to any yard for money. After a long winter devoid of snow and most birds, I'm so glad these chattery little sprites are spending time here. Yep, they pig out on expensive food, but spending time with them is worth every penny. Many taxonomists believe that the differences between hoary and common redpolls indicate that they're two separate species, but others, focused on DNA, believe that America's two redpolls and the lesser redpoll of Europe are one single species, too similar genetically to differentiate. Just about every year when the American Ornithological Society reviews proposals for changes in its checklist, someone proposes lumping the redpolls into a single species based on yet another study. It's always fun for me to get an extra year bird when I spot my first hoary redpoll. I'd lose that if they lumped them with the common redpoll, but whatever taxonomists call them, my heart will always leap the moment I spot any of these lovely northern birds. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.